You got all that stuff on your hands. Did you ever have a wagon wheel or anything come off on you trying to put one back on?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That axle grease, of course, when we was in the country, well, we had wagons down there. In fact, to start off with, when they were picking and they hauled all the cotton to the gin in wagons and everything, and and all the plowing was done with mules. Mm-hmm. And they had a lot of, and of course, they had to grease those spindles and things on their wagons then back in those days. And that old that grease is really something. It was a lot different from the grease that you grease a car with. It was real black and real thick.
Yeah, you might come in the house and join, and I say, don't use that towel. Your hands are all
greasy or dirty.
Yeah. Talking about that wheel, you know what? There was a metal thing around the outside of that. That was the
rim.
Okay. And then the wooden part.
The hub was the center.
Okay.
And then the spokes.
Did you know? He said greasy. I've heard some people call it greasy.
Well,
we
now,
said greasy.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. You know, some people pronounce words different.
Well, I mean, I don't know what is incorrect. I don't know which is correct or what it's thing about. Well,
greasy sounds right to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Don't worry yourself about it.
What?
I say greasy too.
I've heard some people say greasy.
Well, them folks
is greasy.
Them folks is too highfalutin anyway. If you start worrying about how you say that word.
Well, tomatoes and tomatoes, that's the...
Yeah. Do you say potato or do you say potato?
Yeah, well, my mother-in-law said tomatoes.
Yeah.
When she picked that up when she went off to college.
You got those little kind of tomatoes here?
The cocktail tomatoes?
Yeah, that's what you call them?
Mm-hmm.
Little old... You ever hear of Tommy Toes?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have those here. I think most people call them cocktail tomatoes around here, though. But I've seen them called that Tommy Toads, or I don't know, maybe where they're showing the seeds or something like that.
Do you now at the farm? Do you ever raise anything out there?
What, like a garden or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have had gardens. My daughter had one down there this past year.
Yeah.
Of course, they just came back in here from West Coast. Daughter's husband, he's from Seattle.
Yeah. Vegetables are good out there.
Yeah, they're real good.
Talking about all the vegetables and things you might raise, can you get that kind of a red little vegetable? Might be real peppery. Chew on it's real...
Hot pepper? Red pepper?
Well, some folks might use it for red, for a...
Pimento?
It grows under the ground.
It's your favorite.
It's got
salt on it.
White and...
Radish?
Yeah.
Yeah, white ones and red ones.
Yeah.
But I always like the red radish, so... And the white, and some of them are kind of a red and a white radish, but I just like the solid red ones, I believe.
Now, you got those, what kind of other vegetables might you raise?
Oh, cucumbers and English peas and potatoes, snap beans.
Snap beans? What are snap beans?
That's a string bean.
Are there any different types of?
Well, they're bunch beans and then there's running beans, pole beans.
Mm-hmm. Okra.
Yeah, well, okra and asparagus.
Boy, y'all raise some exotic stuff.
We raise okra, not okra, but okra.
Got okra. And,
Well, and then the eggplant.
You got that kind of yellow crookneck vegetables?
Squash.
Yeah, or white.
Then you got the white, too.
What do you call that?
That's a kind of a scallop squash, I guess. That was the first squash. I didn't know it was a yellow one. I didn't even, when we, when